Morning, Lee.
Before we look at the two games, we'll just have a look at the ladder at the moment. So first, second and third, Devonport, Wynyard and Penguin are all on 9 wins for the season. So it's only percentage separating Devonport, Wynyard and Penguin as it stands. Burnie's in fourth place. They have 6 wins for the season so far. So outside that top four, Ulverston in fifth and Latrobe in sixth. So they won't be participating in the finals when they roll round. So top four is pretty much it. It's just a matter of where they're going to finish at the season's end. And in the women's competition, there's no games this weekend. So Ulverston on top, Penguin in second, Wynyard third, Devonport fourth, Latrobe 5. So the Aussie NWFL round 14, Devonport Oval, and the top team, the Devonport Magpies, have got a home date as they take on the Ulverston Robins.
Yeah, the ladder leader, Devonport, will be all out for redemption as they host the fifth place Ulverston at the Devonport Oval. Although Devonport have listed just one change to their squad from last week in demoting Toby Ennis for the incoming Jaden Wicks, Magpie coach Kurt Byard intimated that two Devils players in Lockie Cohen and Bainan Lowe, Lee, may also be considered given their availability this week. Ulverston, who accounted for Latrobe last Saturday by 33 points, have made 3 changes to their lineup and were unable to consider unavailable pair Clay Griffiths and James Deegan or Jack Dilger through injury. Into the Robins side come Liam Flanagan, Jet McGurk and Ben West. Devonport will be reliant on key forwards Caleb Van Buren, Joey Chaplin and Nick Melbourne, who have kicked 78 goals collectively this season, along with Taylor McCormick, who was prominent against Penguin last week. Likewise, Robins coach Stephen French will be looking for another sustained effort up forward from key tools in Brandon Howard and Luke Dyson, along with Joel Hennessy, Kurt Phillips and Jesse Shepherd to cause an upset. However, the loss of Clay Griffiths, who kicked 5 goals against Latrobe, and injured midfielder Jack Dilger will be hard to overcome. And I'm selecting Devonport to rebound from their loss to Penguin and win by a comfortable margin there, Lee.
It's a must-win game for the Burnie Dockers. They'll have to earn it, though. They've got to travel to Penguin's Dyle Park and take on the Two Blues. Last time these two sides met, it was a win to Penguin, and Burnie will have to do it without one of their great stalwarts.
Yeah, exactly right. And Penguin have only made the one change for their clash with the reigning premiers. Jonty Lanham has been included and will start on the bench after replacing former coach Chris McDonald, who is listed as unavailable. The Dockers have made 4 changes to get their season back on track, returning former AFL player Tom Hislop, who has been sidelined since round 7 with a knee injury, along with Seth Campbell from the Tasmania Devils duties. Also returning are key forward Josh Wolfe, ruckman Tyrone Morrison following a week suspension, and debutant Finn McInnes. Out of the Dockers lineup go the injured Josh Murray, Taylor Nash and Tom Munday, while their informed skipper Nick McKenna has been rested. Penguin surprised Devonport last week and accounting for the ladder leaders by 22 points at Dyle Park. Instrumental to their win were key forward Jack Templeton, midfielders Liam Viney and Luke Russell, and defensive duo in Julian Brown and Geordie Dowling. On paper, the ins for Burnie will certainly improve their overall structure and team balance, but the loss of key big man, Nick McKenna, Tom Munday and Josh Murray, may also be detrimental to their chances. Penguin coach Maverick Weller has certainly improved the Two Blues game with their defensive pressure and sharp ball movement, and I believe that they'll be too slick for the Dockers at home. So Penguin to get home for their 10th win of the season there, Lee.
Kim, is a shower or two forecast for the coast tomorrow morning. It should clear up in the afternoon, though, but a lot of rain that we've had over the course of this week, too, to change the ground conditions. And what's your thoughts on the likelihood of perhaps Smithton re-entering the NWFL next year? They had a meeting earlier this week.
Yeah, the likelihood of a team coming back from the circular head is gaining some momentum. This would involve the Circular Head Football Association having a presence on the committee of the club that would be once again be known as the Smithton Saints. It'd also be an interchange system, whereas if the new NWFL club required a Circular Head Football Association player, one of the players would drop back to play in the local competition league. The new club still has to do some work in recruiting and forming a committee, but at this stage, a return to the fold from next season is looking more than likely. Former Smithton Saints 1983 Premiership player Keith Billing has been touted as the likely president, with a search underway for a senior and under-18 coach. So good news for both the NWFL and the circular head region in general. Eh?
Yep, we'll watch this space on the likelihoods on whether Smithen gets into the NWFL as early as next season. From Local Footy to the AFL, we had a big win last night out west with Geelong defeating Fremantle. Got a game tonight involving Richmond and the Brisbane Lions in Queensland, and a big game for Tassie's Jack Riewoldt playing his 300th.
Yes, it certainly is. Richmond have the opportunity to reignite their finals chances if they can overcome the fourth place Brisbane at the Metricon Stadium. Now, the Tigers regained Nankervis, Parker and Lambert, who replaced Ross, Naish and Dowell, while the Lions have also made three changes, promoting Fullerton, Lester and Pryor to replace the injured Eric Hipwood, Archie and Adams. As you just intimated, the Tigers will lift the key forward Jack Riewoldt's 300th game and will be all out to improve on their 12th standing on the ladder. Now, this game is vital to Richmond's finals chances, and being a Brisbane supporter, I'm reluctantly selecting the Tigers to just make home, Lee.
Oh, there you go. You're going against your Brisbane Lions tonight.
Yes, I certainly am.
You reckon that Richmond can kick-start their season once again after their four losses in a row? We'll have to wait and see. Time will be the judge on that one, Kim, and always look forward to your company again next Friday morning, till after 8, as we look into round 15 of the Aussie NWFL. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks once again, Lee.